Joining us, we have Zach Meesom, who's an Economic Development Coordinator for Envision Greater Fond du Lac. Thank you for joining us today, Zach.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Bob.
What are we talking about today?
So today we are going to be talking about the WRNC program through Envision Greater Fond du Lac. We're helping run this program with several municipalities across Fond du Lac County, Waupun, Ripon, North Fond du Lac, and Campbellsport.
All right. And that money is available to what, the startups and entrepreneurs?
Yeah, so it'll be available to business startups and business expansions within any of those municipalities within Fond du Lac County here. So like a startup would be able to borrow up to $10,000 and an expansion would be able to borrow up to $25,000, both of which will have interest rates around 2-3%. And then also 20% of the overall borrowed amount is forgivable.
Okay. And this is a revolving loan fund?
Yeah, correct. So this is the first phase of it. In future iterations, we aren't sure if we'll have a forgivable portion. So it's best to be an early adopter in this part, at least.
Okay. How does it work? I mean, how do you apply?
So pretty much you go to envisiongreaterfdl.com, find the WRNC page on there, or if you Google Envision Greater Fond du Lac WRNC, it'll lead you right to the homepage there. Pretty much you'll fill out a questionnaire that's located near the bottom of the page. I'll get in contact with you, and we'll just kind of go through the process from there.
Okay. How has the program worked out so far?
It's working out pretty good. I'd say we have about a little under half of our full amount of funds dispersed already. The program only does run till the end of December this year, so we are on a time crunch, though. Things are going pretty well.
All right. So how long does the application process usually take?
So the application portion usually only takes about a week or two, and then it'll get brought to a committee. And then I'd say the total duration from time of applying till money in hand is about a month and a half, 2 months.
Oh, wow. Pretty quick. Go ahead. Did you want to make another point?
No. I'm all good there.
Okay. So can people get help with the application process? Because, sometimes when it comes to that type of thing, people are all thumbs.
Yeah, I'm usually pretty hands-on with our applicants. If they have any questions, I can always help them out, figure out what they can find in order to at least satisfy the requirements that we have on there. We've tried to lower the barriers pretty much as we can. That way it's just not a cumbersome process overall.
Okay, and you said that the program actually ends in December, so it goes away totally?
Just this segment of it. So we got the funding for a lot of it through the WEDC. And so that grant program ends at the end of this year. So whatever we get out of that grant, we get out of it. So it's kind of helping drive the investment for the future of the revolving loan fund. If we can get in, more cash lent out before this segment of the program ends.
Okay. So we mentioned the fact that it was a revolving loan fund, and, of course, the more you put into it, the more you can keep it revolving, right?
Yep, correct.
Okay. Anything else that people should know about the WRNC fund?
I'd say no. Pretty much, sometimes people like to wait around and, they're like, I won't need this for a few more months, but I'd say get on it sooner than later. We try to keep the payments as low as we can on a month-to-month basis. So I'd say take full advantage and get applied as soon as you can.
Okay. Any other programs that you wanted to mention while we got you going here?
Yeah, sure. We do have a entrepreneurial and small business networking event Next Tuesday at Waupun Public Library. It's an idea slam that will go from 10 a.m. to noon. Coffee will be provided. And, yeah, it's a great time. I invite any entrepreneurs or small business owners to join that. Once again, that is in Waupun at the public library from 10 a.m. till noon on Tuesday, April 28th. Yep.
Do you have to register for that then?
Yes, you do. So that would be, once again, at envisiongreaterfdl.com. Go to our events page and you'll find it pretty quick.
Okay. Zach, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thank you very much, Bob. Have a good day.
And that is Zach Meesom, who's the Economic Development Coordinator for Envision Greater Fond du Lac.